Top 1, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Welcome to the MRL Show. We appreciate you being family with us.
So, you know our favorite read is Cosmo.
Of course.
Always.
Cosmo was telling its readers that if you're in the middle of a divorce, so you're technically separated, don't be afraid to go out there and start dating.
Really?
Now, here's where things get interesting. What if you start dating and then you get back with your significant other? Isn't that cheating? Because you're still married. Cosmo didn't answer that question. They didn't even go there. Cosmo is basically saying, if you're going through a divorce, you've got so much going on, especially if you have kids, that the divorce process in certain states takes a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to wait to get the divorce finalized before you start dating. In other words, don't feel guilty about it.
Gotcha. Well, I think even in North Carolina, you have to be separated for a year before you can file.
Sure.
Are you allowed to date during that period?
Well, I don't think
you work it out between the two of you.
Yeah, the law doesn't say.
I'm not talking about the law, but I mean ethically.
Well, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. Again, don't judge me, please, but I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, and one of the main actors is separated from his wife, and he's dating. But
is it McDreamy?
You McDreamy, mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's trying to date this one girl, but at the same time, he's trying to fix his marriage. And I'm like, how is that possible? Yeah. How could you still date it and then try to fix your marriage all at the same
time?
That
is a sticky situation, because I feel like if there is hope of reconciliation, you shouldn't be dating.
Right. Like, if you're separated and you want it because things are going bad in your marriage, That's the time to go to therapy and try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody's in this spot now, though, and can give us a little insight.
Sure. 704-570-9595. Is it okay if you're separated to still go out and date?
Right. Well, I mean,
because you're not divorced, so you're still married.
Right.
But is
going
that cheating?
I guess the question is going through a divorce and dating. You know what I mean? Because
that's strange.
Because if you're just dating, you could be separated. But we're specifically talking about going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
704-570-9595. Do you feel guilty about it? We'll take your phone calls coming up after 21 Pilots. This is the MRL Show, Kiss 95.1.
I listen every single morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If you're going through a divorce, give us a call at 704-570-9595. Maybe you went through one and you could shed some light on when you're separated. Do you still date? Do you go out date? I don't know.
Cosmo says you should and you shouldn't feel guilty about it.
Right.
But what Cosmo didn't talk about is if you're separated and going through a divorce and you both or one of you starts dating or starts being intimate with someone else and then you get back together,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's a blip on the radar. And your significant other might say to you, did you do anything while we were separated and living separately?
Right.
And what do you know?
I don't even know if you should ask that question. Listen, I don't know. Don't ask questions you don't really want to know the answers to.
Absolutely.
And you were separated technically, so.
Right.
There's that.
This is Sarah in Kannapolis. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're fantastic. Good morning. So,
morning.
So tell us, you went through a divorce.
Yeah, we're actually still in process of it, but he would date and the same girl, but then he would lie about who he was with and where he was, and then I would be talking to someone or dating, and I would be honest about it because, I mean, I didn't know, like, we were separate, I didn't know we'd be back together, and I wanted to be open and honest about it, and he would continue to lie about where he was and who he was with, and then when he would be mad at me for dating. And so when I found out that he was lying and doing what he was doing behind my back, that's why I stopped feeling guilty. And I was like, well, he clearly doesn't feel guilty. So.
Mm-hmm.
But so you were talking to some other people, too, during the separation.
Yes.
But she was honest about it.
But she was so.
Yeah.
But I guess the point is that it's okay for both of you to go talk to other people.
As long as you're honest with each other, yes.
Okay. But, like, she'll never know how many people
Sarah.
Was with because he wasn't honest about any of it, you know?
Right.
Bethany's gone, but she's currently dating someone who's going through a divorce. I want to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. It's the other side. I want to hear that, too.
Richard in Greenville, welcome to the MRL show.
What's going on, man?
Hey, bud.
What do you want to say about this? We're just talking about divorce but dating.
Right. Actually, my wife and I are going through a divorce. I have the syndrome of not being able to be romantic. So, but we decided to, you know, still like go on dates throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so we're just, you know, intimate and or going on dates with each other. And until the divorce is final, cause we have three kids and we don't want them to see us bring other people in right now while we're still going through this. But we don't live together.
But you're just intimate together.
Right. And I mean, just to, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't. I wouldn't want to do that to her while she's sitting there thinking that I might be out doing that. So I don't want to make her feel. I'm big on not making people feel horrible throughout the night.
Yeah.
So, that's the way that, you know, we took it. It seems to work. I mean, we get along great, and I mean, we go to the movies and things like that. Still, it's just that, you know, I'm not.
Well, so you still date her, kind of. You still
that's
date her,
right. Basically, yeah. What he's saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did two tours in Afghanistan, man. And when I got back, things mechanics aren't right. So,
man, you know, sorry to hear that. Yeah. Of course, thank you for your service, though, Richard.
Thank you, guys. You gotta take care of yourself.
You too, man. Dang, that's hard.
That is, because it sounds like they had a good marriage.
I know
we
didn't have the time, and I guess it's deeper than that. But yeah. I wanted to say, if things are so good, why not give it another shot?
Right.
But he's still dating her and being intimate. Maybe they are trying to give it another shot.
Well, it didn't sound like it. It sounds like they're still going through the process.
Yeah. You know, people.
As usual, Roy hears a different story
yeah,
than the rest
totally.
Of us.
You know, I'm listening to a different show. I really
still to come.
You guys can keep them coming at the MRL show. Thanks for chiming in, everybody. So clearly, it's okay. People, a lot of people are on hold. We can't get to them that are dating and still going through the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
So Tiger Woods, he got a DUI over the weekend, and I'll have the latest on that, including how his girlfriend is dealing with the news. And two words, retail therapy.
Ooh.
It's coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.